Go for it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Stoneface Films right around the corner. Just very quickly wanted to tell you about Patreon.
Patreon.
It's a fun place where you can support the Stoneface Films podcast and presumably other podcasts, but we don't want you to support them.
On the Stoneface Films podcast Patreon page, you will see a tier system. You can pick a tier. The tiers are effectively different levels of donations. Once you choose that, you get various little rewards depending on which one you choose. They are all listed in full on the Patreon site.
You can get t-shirts, you can get thrilling behind the scenes content, you can even have your name listed at the end of every show.
Who doesn't want their name said on the internet by some strangers in Dublin?
Probably me. But hey, check it out. If you want to support the show, it's a really fun, great way to do it, and we really appreciate everyone who's gotten involved so far.
You are our favourite.
Thanks.
Bye.
If you type in like Ryan UFC into Twitter, it's like 2014 is just me going, this is the stupid, you're all a pinch. And then 2006 is the champion. The champion.
It's the as of yet untitled Stoneface Production Committee Hour podcast, maybe longer than an hour.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Stoneface Films podcast. My name is John Hosey, your brand creative director at Stoneface Films, and with me, as always, would be David Riley, but unfortunately, he's in Vietnam, taking a perilous and increasingly hallucinatory journey upriver to find and terminate Colonel Kurtz. But that's all right. We still have with us, as we have every week, and we're delighted to have him, William T.J. Morton. William T.J. Morton. It's a hard one. I wouldn't blame you for not getting this one, Rob.
Is it Morton's in Ranelagh?
Yep. He founded Morton's in Ranelagh. Is that a pub?
Yeah.
I have.
You could just take a guess, really. Like, probably a pub, is it? Yeah.
Absolutely no idea. Liquid-propelled various engines.
He first publicly demonstrated the use of inhaled ether as a surgical anesthetic.
Class.
In 1846. The promotion of his questionable claim to have been the discoverer of anesthesia became an obsession for the rest of his life.
Great.
If that's your first paragraph in Wikipedia that mentions
well.
Your obsession for the rest of your life, that's a little grim. There we go. Listen, but hey, didn't he have the crack with it, I'm sure. I'm sure there was good parties over at the Morton household.
It drove him to insanity.
This is it. That voice you hear there, willing to drive you to insanity, is the comedian. You know him from Facts. You know him from the Odds On Pod. You do the Odds On Pod.
That's right, yeah.
Are you a regular on that? You do the constant show?
Yeah, it's right. Me, Andrew, and Dave there.
Yep. All right, very good. And
it's just you on Friday.
Yeah, me and Ronan Grace.
Just did the solo bolo.
That he just solo, yeah.
And you know him from stand-up performances around the country and internationally. Mr. Ryan Cullen.
Hello.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm fantastic.
Thank you for coming back for the second episode. We do appreciate it. Also in the room today, we have Mandy Taylor and Dawn Smith, Patreon peeps, who we met at the Week of Corners gig on Saturday. And were very nice and offered to take us out to lunch, so we have them sitting in on the podcast. Normally, I mean, I hope you understand, normally we don't have people up here from the internet because we don't know, you know what I mean? Like, that's, if you meet people on the internet, like, it's a quick way to get super murdered.
People send
but
people send me
we
underwear.
Met these guys at the concert and they seemed real nice.
I've been sent
we reckon underwear. We that's reckoned it was okay, like, we reckon... Oh, great, fantastic. We're going to die. Going to get strangled by scarves that we'll never see. This is it. Mandy was saying she knitted us scarves, which is rad. And then they got sent to the office and then sent back to to yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is sick.
I love scarves. Listen, it's the Friday Spiritually Thursday episode. What were we talking about? You guys were Eddie Redmayne was in Les Mis.
Yes.
This is what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah.
God, that was dog shit. I love Les Mis. I adore Les Mis.
That's so funny.
And that was just and to be honest, it was terrible casting across the board.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, like.
Apart from that, terrible casting across the board. Colin Wilkinson as the priest.
He deserved way better.
You've got Colin Wilkinson showing up just to have him be have him be Valjean.
Yeah.
Give Javert to
Hugh Jackman.
To Jax.
And we've got a decent film.
then you've got a good film.
Just get rid of Russell Crowe.
Have Amanda Seyfried do craft services.
Is she in that? I hate her.
She's fucking... Cosette, not Eponine. Yep. Eponine, actually, do you know what? To be fair, Eponine, the superb Samantha Barks, who played it on, was in the touring production and stuff, and is great.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway, isn't it?
Anne Hathaway was that muck as...
I hate that person so much. I hate everything about her.
Fontaine is her character's name.
Fontaine.
Are you ready, Fontaine?
Did you ever see the Key and Peele sketch about Les Mis?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Where'd this bitch come from? It's every time. But I went to that film with my girlfriend at the time, right?
Right.
And she was crying.
Right.
When Hugh Jackman was sitting in the back of the thing. Now, I thought she was on the same buzz as me, laughing at how shit this was. Right. She's crying and crying. I genuinely was so shocked. I remember turning and going, fucking place, like the roof's leaking. I was sure the roof was leaking. And then I saw her and I was like, are you joking? Are you emotionally attached to this shit?
I do love the stage show. I went and saw it when I was a kid. My dad was working in a bank at the time and he got tickets, and it was when Les Mis came to Dublin, and it was like three rows from the front, and it was incredible. And because it was three rows from the front, you could see that when Eponine got shot, they put like a thing around her neck, which was a giant bullet hole. So people at the way up the back could see it, you know what I mean? But I adored it. And I don't think, it was Colin Wilkinson.
That was when Colin Wilkinson was.
It was Colin Wilkinson. Yeah. It wasn't the Javert that's on the 10th anniversary edition, which is a shame because, boy, howdy, he's
the two of them together are amazing.
The 10th anniversary? Get away. Nothing like it. That has not been surpassed.
No.
We've watched all of the different versions, and the 10th anniversary is just the shit.
Before you say another word, Javert.
Before you lock me up like a slave again. That's my Colin Wilkinson.
I remember
it. There's something I must do. I'm really sorry, Ryan. We're just singing directly over you. This woman leaves behind a suffering child.
It just hit me.
None but me can intercede in Rossi's name. 3 days are all I need.
I thought Russell Crowe was great.
You just think me mad. Sorry, Ryan. Sorry. I've hunted you across the years. Men like you can never change. It's my Javert. A man such as you.
Me.
Watch you will change. Man like you can never change. You know nothing of my life. All I did was steal some bread. Sorry. Okay, sorry, Ryan.
I didn't even know where to go.
Sorry, I don't. Russell I think Crumb? You can leave, Ryan. I think we got this.
I just remembered another terrible film Eddie Redmond's in.
Go on.
My Week with Marilyn, the Marilyn Monroe thing.
God, I watched a few minutes of that.
Yeah, I was like,
I very rarely stop films.
Yeah,
rarely do I stop watching a film.
Here's one. Here's the worst film of all time. Mm-hmm. The worst film I've seen in years.
Go on.
Daniel Day-Lewis was shit in it. And he's
Lincoln.
Great. Lincoln. Worst film of all time.
Lincoln's not a good film.
Gotta be.
Never saw it.
People pretend.
It's trash now.
That is the people. One of those films. Do you know Electric Six Gay Bar? That was a more accurate portrayal of Abe Lincoln.
That's my Electric Six.
Yeah. that film's dog shit from start to finish.
It's not
boring.
Great.
There's nothing to it, and people pretend it's good.
Because it's Oscar bait.
Spielberg and
can't wait for Daniel Day-Lewis to come back and just.
And look, I mean,
he's great, but no, but
no. Sure, I met Steven Spielberg, lovely man, gentleman, but that was a fucking shite film.
Yeah, after his body of work, just lay that on him. Lincoln.
I just went to him. It was very simple. I just went. Mr. Spielberg, thank you for everything. And that was all I said. He was just like, yeah. And
then
he actually chatted, like, he was real nice and chatted for ages, which he had no business doing.
I wish he was just a pure dick.
Yeah, it'd be great, but no.
I did Jurassic Park. What did you do?
Brent Spiner was a pure dick. You know, Data out of Star Trek.
Oh, really?
He was a pure dick. I'm thinking of trying to think of...
Liev Schreiber. I presume he'd be a dick.
I don't know who's... I know the name.
Big
who's
head.
Schreiber.
The next man.
Head.
Incredible head.
The big head mutant from X-Men.
He was Sabretooth in Wolverine Origins.
Oh, right.
Do you know that dude?
Jimmy. I know him well.
Yeah.
God, that was muck.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, so Leif Schreiber.
Oh, dear, oh dear. I think I've burnt all my energy doing Les Mis, lads. I think we're out.
Just terrible films is all we've
been. We take a question from the listeners, shall we? Take a question from the audience. It'll get us back on track.
What's your least favourite film?
Damn it! Great question here now from Fionn Cleary, FC the football club.
Top lad.
He's a good young man. Made a lovely video saying that he likes our podcast, which is very sweet of him. But he's... I think you met him, actually. I think you and David met him at some time.
I think it was George.
It was George.
Dave, you met him after.
Oh, right. I apologize. But anyway, he has a great question.
Oh, wait a minute. Is what this... What is he?
Young lad.
Tall redhead lad.
I think I did meet Fionn. Yeah. I met him at... The YouTube thing?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
And you were somewhere, you were at Comic Con the same day or something? Was that
sure.
it?
Yeah, that was
sure.
that.
I'd have no business going to a YouTube thing.
I don't know. Listen, I barely remember anything.
None of your internet.
I don't know why
shite.
I remember that, but I remember him. There
he's
you go.
He's got a great question anyway.
Good man, Fionn.
Do you remember the old RTE kids show, More Bags? If
sure
so,
do.
Please discuss.
I do remember More Bags.
More
I can't
Bags
remember.
From More Bag Land, need your help to understand how to something the growing tree.
I hate Irish.
It's up to you and me.
I hate the language.
Yeah, no, I can't speak a word of it.
I hate it. I hate the More Bags. They were like...
Very, very, for the international listener, there was a proud history of Irish television, children's television, that was fucking weird. Like, there was a lot of puppetry, and a lot of big costumes, and...
Friendly.
Bosco, Wanderly Wagon.
Zig and Zag.
Going way back. Zig and Zag, Dustin the Turkey, Socky. Socky was a sock monster, his head was full of socks.
Dustin, who's still haunting Ireland.
Dustin was a turkey... A sort of wisecracking urban turkey who...
Killing it on Twitter these days.
Yeah. And then we entered him into the Eurovision and he sang an incomprehensible song, a techno nightmare of a song. And Europe did not respond kindly to it. They thought rightly that we were taking the piss.
Yeah. The Marbags were just... they were two idiots. That's what they were. Two fluorescent
colours. I think
colored.
They were meant to be children. They were meant to be like baby Morbegs of the race Morbegs.
I can't remember the guy, the human that was around with them going like, oh Ross.
I'm looking at a photo of him here now and he's wearing huge wizard sleeves.
Oh, I don't
see
know
him. There.
Yeah, that's the Morbegs.
Yeah, that's what the Morbegs looked like. So
it was an Irish. It was
there were no Bosco.
Yeah, it was in Irish. Or yeah. It was mostly in Irish anyway. Do you remember the swamp?
No.
The swamp now, that's an interesting one, right? So during the summer, the Den would go off the air. The Den would be like... The Den was a huge thing in Irish
pinnacle
childhood.
Of Irish television.
It was like they'd play cartoons and it'd be, you know, on either end of the cartoon, it'd be Zig and Zag and then Dustin the Turkey after that. But Zig and Zag were like huge, man. I fucking adored Zig and Zag. But...
Sure, didn't they run off to Britain?
They did. Took the soup. Then, but during the summer, the Den stopped, and there was a thing called the Swamp that got cancelled after I think one summer because there was like an old scientist character who kept calling women wagons, and they it got taken off the air.
Jeez, do you know what I watched recently? It absolutely terrified me.
Well,
I watched an episode. I was watching loads of Are You Afraid of the Dark, right? And I love Are You Afraid of the Dark. But then there was one episode that absolutely terrified me.
Right.
And I was like, this is like a full-blown horror. I don't know where the children got into this one. First of all, the opening credits are weird anyway. Their little swing. Yeah. But anyway, this one was like an old abandoned house that some child went missing in.
Right.
And they come in and the child was still trapped in all the mirrors in the house.
Oh, right.
And I was like, this is an absolute horror show. There was no... I was like,
do you see the one with the kid who wants to grow up and then he becomes a professional hockey player? And is scared by his coach, and then he like blinks, and then he's a surgeon. It's like, doctor, you need to operate on this man. And he's like, I'm a kid. And they're like, very funny, doctor.
Young Quantum Leap.
This is your mother.
Yeah. I can't operate on this boy. He's my son.
And he blinks again. He's in the funeral. Just like, oh no, oh my god.
Oh, whoops.
Stop blinking.
Oh, here's a good one from Lady Day Carm, El Day Calico, who asks, Boff, Marry, Kill, Melanie Trump, Sarah Palin, Omarosa.
I don't know who that is.
I am not sure. Who is Omarosa on the Supreme Court? Who's Omarosa?
Both. What the hell? That's what I... What? Both.
You guys know who Omarosa is?
I think she was on Donald Trump's...
Oh, in The Apprentice.
Yes.
One of their... I've never seen The American Apprentice. Because there's like a British Apprentice as well. Yeah. With a guy called Lord Sugar. Who is the British equivalent of Donald
Sociopath
Trump.
Olympics.
Yeah, it is. And there was an Irish Apprentice. There was an Irish Apprentice for one season with Bill Cullen.
Oh,
Bill Cullen.
Long way from Penny Apples.
Yeah.
Ah, Bill Cullen.
That was TV3, wasn't it? So there it was probably no budget.
Has a filthy whiff of TV3 off it. Yeah. So it was
that
a lot
guy
of like,
is the worst.
A lot of challenges like, God, you have to design a bus shelter.
Yeah.
So like a lot of that. Like an ad for a bus shelter.
Yeah, you
know, that's those ads for bus shelters.
like that was a challenge.
You're going to be selling shit on Moore Street.
Yeah.
Exactly. In 2 days.
Because I don't know if you know, but I'm a long way from Penny Apples. And da 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 da. Yeah. Anyway, fuck them. Do you remember Tom Dunn? Could you? I don't know
Tom
if you remember
Dunn.
This. Tom Dunn, the radio realist. Person, yeah. Lead singer of Something Happens. Take a parachute. And jump. David leaves for 1 week. A lot of singing happens.
This is the most musical episode.
Most musical episode we've ever done. I had a coffee. but no, there was on The Last Word on Today FM way back in the day. They had Navin Mann and the Drunken Politician. Mm. Do you remember that?
No.
Nope. It was like sort of like Giff Grubb in the morning with Ian Dempsey. You know how they do They do like they'd have Bertie and all Mario Rosenstock did a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was sort of a similar thing, but it was a drunken politician who went by Drunken Politician and was just sort of a pastiche of like, you know,
everyone.
Dull, you know, sniping, daggering, dull lad.
Yeah.
It was very Scrap Saturday, like very that kind of vibe. But Tom Dunn would go on that. And do Bill Cullen, and they released an album of just all of the times Tom Dunn came on to do.
Amazing.
It's really entertaining. Like he'd give advice to the young people listening out there who get all their knickknacks on the Never Never, and like all this. And at least once in your life, you have to go to the Yazoo. At the Yazoo, I loves it. The lions and the tigers at the zoo. And like the other guy, you could hear him like cracking up and trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
I think it's on YouTube. You should check it out. It kept me entertained as a youth anyway. But you know, when there's that sort of like weirdly political humor and you're like, I didn't know who Bill Cullen was at the time. It was just, oh, it's adult comedy. Yeah, Omarosa, according to the internet, there's a guy called Omar Rosa, so I think I just misspelt it, but there you go. Yeah, I don't know. Is Melanie Trump his wife?
Yeah.
Is Ivanka?
Is his daughter, soon to be wife.
Is Ivanka also the name of his previous wife?
No, Ivana was his
Ivana.
Wife.
Ivana.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ivanka's now, Jesus, she's a fine looking woman now, to be fair to her. Yeah, he's a bit.
That's literally
bit
what he says.
But like, that's the thing. She does seem like a decent enough human being, in contrast to the rest of the just chinless disasters.
Yeah.
That he spawned at some point.
Like, yeah, is the little boy the Damien looking fella?
Yeah.
Baron.
Baron.
Baron. Literally called him Baron
Trump.
Yeah. Like literally working feudal titles into your child's name.
Essentially elected a monarchy. Have you seen this?
I swear to God.
Yeah. Picture them all together.
Do you see the photograph actually Farage put out
in the golden lift,
as if
sticking it to the elites, guys?
Oh yeah, great job, disenfranchised voters of America in the central states. That guy's really gonna look after you. The guy with the golden fucking palace. He's got your interests at heart. Jesus fuck, I don't know whether you guys. I don't know.
No.
We've got two Americans over here. We can see immediately, not Trump voters. You weren't out on the campaign trail.
No.
Not thrilled.
Sickened, horrified.
It's a rough one. It is a rough one now. To be fair,
I did start. I was watching it all coming in,
Mm-hmm.
And I got to admit, I didn't think he'd win. Like,
No, me neither.
And, but I did start giggling quite a lot when this happened. Mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, this is a disaster. It's great. Not great, but it is an absolute disaster.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd already set up. You see, I wasn't, like, people were absolutely furious afterwards because, like, I fucking hate Hillary Clinton as well.
I mean,
I hate both of them so much.
Look,
I'd rather vote for 4 years of status quo than 4 years of terrifying Mike Pence.
Oh, Mike Pence, yeah.
Tie him to a chair.
I would. Oh, what? What's
the great SNL joke of what was it? Oh, thank you, Mike. You're the reason I'll never get impeached.
Yeah, that was this weekend. It was great. Gag.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd go Hillary. But I mean, look, the Democrats fucked themselves, man.
I'd kill Sarah Palin.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I would. I would marry Melania, right, because she'll pretend to be Michelle Obama the whole time.
Very good.
And very good.
And then whatever left, you got to take the hit.
Omarosa.
I don't know what she looks like. So.
Sure, listen, under the bus. Yeah, fair play.
I'll put her head through the fence.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if it was Tina Fey as Sarah Palin, boy howdy.
Oh, you betcha.
Be there all day. Marry that.
What?
Tina Fey. One of the all-time greats.
I'd rather Alec Baldwin.
Are you showing us a photo of Omarosa?
I suppose.
Why not? She's a decent-looking woman, but sure, you know. Sure, I don't know where to marry her, like, you know what I mean?
Hello, listeners of the as-of-yet-untitled Stoneface Production Committee Hour podcast. It's those boozy guys from the fine El Kente. Now, guys, why should someone listen to our show?
Well, Ben, I think it's sad to drink alone. Now you can drink with friends on the internet.
If you're a fan of the Stoneface Films podcast, they do an advert in our podcast, so you can tune in and listen to that.
Funny jokes, famous guests, and witty repartee. If you're sick of these things, tune in to the Fine Ale Countdown. New episodes Thursdays at 8 p.m, where we drink beer!
Well, there we have it. See you next episode, new listeners.
It's the Fine Ale Countdown!
I've got another question here. This sort of goes on the topic of what we were talking about. Ingrid Watson asks, your thoughts on illegal immigration in USA... if they are sucking off our government and not paying taxes. So our thoughts on...
It's not going to affect you, Ingram. Shut your mouth. Like, who sits around going, like, I don't sit around Ireland and go, God, there's somebody out there, you know, not paying his tax to me.
Yeah.
Also,
you're a nation, in much the same way that Ireland is a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
The United States is a nation of immigrants.
Forged by entirely immigrants.
Yeah. Unless your name is fucking Squancho,
is she angry?
You are an immigrant.
Americans not paying tax the same way. Like it's hidden under. Like it's a nothing issue.
Trump not paying tax.
Yeah, aim your anger at the corporations and your new president, not
complete
the undocumented, who most of them are actually working and paying
taxes.
See,
this is the thing. Even if they're not paying taxes, they come to work. They come to leave whatever fucking nightmare
going.
They come. Like the Syrian guys, the only equivalent we have here was, obviously the migrant crisis in Syria and in Europe. Like, none of these people are coming for the specific free ride. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That's such a small minority, tiny thing to pick out.
Thing is, though, as well, I saw that our net immigration is only like 3,000 a year. Because we have so many people leaving.
Yeah.
That totally. It's kind of just completely offset by...
But this is the thing. Wasn't there... was it 4,000? I can't remember how many people... Now, this is the public. I don't know whether this is true.
Of course you have to pay your taxes, I just think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's loads of, I mean, that's not on immigrants. Do you know what I mean? There are a lot of... There are a lot of white people who don't pay their fucking taxes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like saying... What do you think of illegal immigrants that murder people? You're like...
Sorry, but they're bad then.
Why is... I hope all the illegal immigrants take the White House.
Yeah.
We'll have like a Olympus Has Fallen type of situation going on.
Just for the NSA listening, Ryan Cullen does not represent the views of the Stoneface Films podcast or any of its subsidiaries, of which there are none. Immigrants are grand. Your whole country is built on immigrants.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with them.
Relax.
Leave him be.
It's not going to affect your day to day.
It's not like you've got it's free healthcare. It's not like there's free healthcare that they are taking advantage of. Yeah. Do you know, it's not even like in America, you can't, like, welfare is a much harder thing to get on, right? It's very hard to get.
Very
and it's very, so, like, it's not even like here we have the dole and it's, you know, it's a big thing and you know, a lot of people get it and more power to them. And a lot of, like, artists get it and it's sort of considered culturally almost like an arts council grant to just get your dole, get your unemployment.
Got me started.
Do you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with more power to them, like, because people build to something, you know what I mean? People, you know, creative people who do something greater in the long term, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
More power to them. Sure, Tommy Tiernan was on the dole for 20 years or something like that.
Yeah.
It's true, like, yeah.
And he did some good work. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. he has benefited. Tommy Tiernan Live, that first DVD.
How was I messing? I love Tommy, he's great.
Yeah,
he lost it for a while, I thought.
His first DVD.
And then I saw him recently again. He was
so good.
He did lose it for a little while. But that first DVD
first is solid.
Is worth it to the state, to the Irish cultural milieu, is worth every penny of the dole he collected for years. You know what I mean? So, you know, artists do that. I mean, you'd be more worried about. Well, do you know what? By the same logic of, like, being mad at immigrants sucking off the thing, you could just say, goddamn any artist, you know what I mean? Goddamn any creative person.
Yeah, but you can just direct your anger at pretty much anyone, though.
Yeah, no, man.
So it's...
Just be sound. Yeah, and anyway, no one is emigrating because they want to. It's like no alcoholic changes because they want to change. They change because they have to. No one emigrates. No one leaves their own country, the place they're born and raised, because they want to. They do it out of necessity. And the mindset should be one of empathy, not one of criticism or panic, you know. Anyway, there you go. There was a fucking real dark This American Life about... was it Wisconsin or... No, it was Minnesota, about a town hall meeting in Minnesota about getting rid of Sudanese... It was Sudanese, I think, or Eritrean or something. But like... Or basically panicking because there were black lads moving into the town. Like, that's what Somalian, yeah. So that's what the long and the short of it was. And, like...
town hall
it's
meeting.
It's fucking terrifying, man. It's not healthy shit. Like, it really isn't. And it's projection. Like, it's a projection of... I can't... Now I've just noticed that flag outside the window is hung upside down.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
Oh, well. Anyway, listen.
If it was an American flag.
Oh, listen, they wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
No.
It's going down.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, that's our 2 cents on immigration for the day. I think we'll go back to chatting about Eddie Redmayne.
I love the way I went straight to fuck you, Ingram. The question. She's probably like, that was a genuine question. I didn't give my 2 cents on it. Like, oh, yeah, sorry about that, Ingram.
Gifted Traveller asks, or actually just states, that in season 3, episode 22, someone said, I've seen your father, he's not Venezuelan. We're referring to my father and his belief that he was born of a Venezuelan sailor.
He's very much Dublin.
Yeah, and then Gifted Traveller rightly says, Venezuelan isn't a race, doesn't mean everyone is of one skin colour, just like Mexican isn't, and not all are even brown, which is fair enough. But I think it's also fair to say that if you look at my dad, you'd be like, he's Irish.
He's very Irish.
He's a big Irish head on him. I think it had more to do with his Irishness than any preconceptions about what Venezuelans do or do not look like. But with that said, fair enough.
Good point,
fair
well
cop.
Made.
Fair cop well made, give to Traveller. Yeah. Fair point. He's got, you know, we've got that... As a people, taking down Trump is slightly hypocritical because, you know, not all Irish people look the same as Venezuelans or anywhere else. But we do all have the unifying characteristic of the Irish chin.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, which is sort of concave. It kind of goes inwards into our face.
Yeah.
You're all right, though, Ryan. You've got a good chin. But that's that ice.
Ice, that's ice.
That's that Protestant
it's
blood.
Ice in the blood.
Yeah, it's that Protestant blood.
It's also why I have a beard.
Yeah, me as well, brother. Me as well, but there you go.
It's like going into, like, them caves in Vietnam, you see, and, like, this sounds
my chin
ridiculous.
Is like a cave
I saw a documentary. Where they go into like these caves and they found like a place that had its own like rainforest in a cave.
Oh wow, cool.
Freak me out. I was like, I'd never go in there. What the hell would be in that bloody place?
God, oh my God.
It's like it's got its own ecosystem. I'm like, that means it's got its own monsters. That's all you're saying to me.
Speaking of which, have you guys been watching Planet Earth 2?
No, I haven't seen any of it yet. I've seen the snake and iguana clip.
It's incredible.
And stop penguins falling off.
Oh, they got fucking battered. Yeah, those poor bastards.
Yeah, but they keep going into the water. What do you expect?
Turn around, man. They have to go to up feed the their kids. 50-mile swim, get bashed against rocks, then 2-mile walk, and like a bunch of them had broken legs and. And then in the diaries, I watched this last night. I was watching. I'd seen it twice before, but I was like, I was down with the folks. I was like, I had it downloaded in nice HD. I was like, you just have to watch this, like, because it's Planet Earth is just the best television that's ever been made. Like, a nature documentary like that is existentially challenging on a level television just isn't usually.
Well, I got that with Black Mirror there.
Oh boy, howdy! Are you not? Yeah. You're not joking.
I haven't seen the last one yet.
Mm-hmm. But of season three, I've actually only seen 2 episodes.
I haven't seen season 3 yet.
What's 2? Well, it goes up a notch. It's a lot.
Oh no, I haven't seen the latest season yet.
I saw, oddly. So the first one, which is the Bryce Dallas Howard episode.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Which is good, yeah. And then Nosedive. And then I saw the one about...
Which one's Nosedive?
That's the Bryce Dallas Howard
one. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Meow Beans.
And then I saw the one about the lad who's caught on his webcam.
Yeah, I love that.
That's really dark.
I love that. That was great.
The first thing that I thought of when I saw that would be like, man, you could totally do like a feature where someone effectively gets... like, say if you did the exact same thing, but then had someone, like, using all of their information on Facebook and all of their friends' information on Facebook, you'd have them go and, like, destroy their own lives by using all this, what effectively, inside information that is now publicly available. You could have them go and pick on, like, literally systematically destroy their own support structures and stuff.
The 4th episode's called San Junipero.
Right.
The best hour of TV I've seen in...
Wow.
Seen, probably.
I will believe you. It's something else. Like,
I watched it like 5 in the morning, though. I get really, it's a good time to watch films. If you ever watch a film, watch one at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
You'll get sucked in, all right? But you might get sucked in badly, because I watched Drive at 5 in the morning and went, scold. And
I watched
love the next
Drive.
Day and I was like, nah, it's all right. It's good.
Real human being. Too much singing in this episode.
Can you move your face, Ryan, in this one? Just sits there staring at people the whole thing. Bit of emotion, Ryan.
Oh, dear.
So you're just looking in the mirror, just giving out to yourself at 5 in the morning.
God, it's getting dark already, isn't it? Holy hell.
Depressing.
Like, what time is it now?
I've only went to PC
World
in here.
It's only 3 o'clock, It's only 3 o'clock and it's fucking winter, man. Holy hell. All right, here's a question coming in from Jody SP. Favorite song right now? Go to tune to get you fired up for a night out. Parentheses, whilst prinking. Prinking, I can only assume, is pre-drinking.
Yeah.
A portmanteau, so to speak. Yeah. Have you guys got a favorite tune?
Ever?
Well, one that pumps you, a recent favorite tune that pumps you up
songs.
While prinking.
I'd listen to, like, if I had to get, like, really, I'd listen to, like, Underworld or something.
Underworld, the Kate Beckinsale film?
Nah, Jesus God, no. Yeah, the Underworld soundtrack. Underworld, do you know Underworld?
No.
How do you not know Underworld?
I know Undertale, the
Underworld,
video
it's
game.
Like an electro group from England. They're famous for, like, Long Dark Train and... Born Slippy was Underworld.
Born At this Slippy. Point, you're just saying words to John.
Yeah, I can't believe this.
I know Blue Train.
Trainspotting. They did, like, most of the Trainspotting soundtrack.
Right, and Iggy Pop?
No. He did one song in his... Two songs,
Boy Howdy, it was memorable.
Yeah, they're great. But it's like that spot.
Some cool love.
Who do I listen to a lot now? Action Bronson.
Action Bronson, I've enjoyed a song or two from.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
No, and he's not a bad gentleman.
There's a good video of him doing singing to, like, elderly people in an old people's home.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Cool.
And they interview
I've seen that, I think.
They interview them at the end. It's too loud. I don't know what he's saying.
Do you know my go-tos now are, well, I've always, one of my favourite songs of recent years is Sweet Ophelia, the Zella Day, or by Zella Day, the Marian Hill remix, which is the song used for the showreel, the Stonefish showreel.
Oh, yeah.
But I really, really love that song. And also, what I've been listening to a lot of is Mars Argo at the moment. Check out Mars Argo, Runaway. It's a good pump-up drinking tune. So there you go.
Actually, don't know any of them, so now I feel bad.
Just a bit of to be
John's
fair,
never heard of
to be
Underworld,
fair, I'm so very cool.
Yeah,
I also just genuinely, if I'm going pre-drinking, they're just tunes I like.
Yeah.
But if I'm pre-drinking, I either go Django Reinhardt or John Coltrane's Blue Train in its entirety.
Django? No. Oh, I know Django Reinhardt. No, I was thinking of someone else. I was thinking of
Django.
No, the absolute. Like hipster Devendra Banhart or something, the guy that
Bernhardt,
he like plays like a fucking sitar and sits with a big hood up, and I'm like, just
Andy brought us to a gig a little while ago, and I can't remember what they were called for the life of me, but he swore by them, and they were like Sudanese tribesmen who play a weird variety of rock and roll blues that was their own cultural thing. It was their own, like, they...
Were they the metal cowboys? Is that subculture?
I don't think so.
Because there's an African subculture.
I know the one you mean.
The coolest fucking thing.
No, these are lads who are, like, legit Sudanese tribesmen, and around, like, they sort of created their own parallel to blues all by themselves.
Amazing.
Without having heard blues, and then heard blues and were like, hey, this was the music that we do. And there's one particular band that we're touring, and for the love of me, I can't remember what they were called, but they were quite
Wu-Tang Clan.
They ain't nothing to fuck with, as far as I'm aware. Also, when I'm playing Rocket League, which is my favourite football in cars game.
Oh, I shouldn't say half of what I was about to say.
What?
but I've played Rocket League.
Okay,
but you didn't enjoy it.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, Rocket League's superb.
It was a more tense experience. Because of certain,
go on,
drugs.
Okay. Oh,
like I was way out of my head. We're like,
right,
what is going on?
Okay.
I was so bad at it. I'm so bad at it.
Fair
and then
enough.
I tried to play it the next day, sober, well, whatever. And I was again just.
The only time I've played it, I only had a couple of drinks in me, and I was dreadful at it.
Yeah,
so
it's a
hard
stiff
game.
Learning curve.
And then they're doing like, you know, like there's two, like player teams. Mm-hmm. I always just let someone down. Like literally one going up the middle. I'm like, I better hit this the bottom right, and I just miss it. It goes right in the net.
You do the odds on pod.
Yeah.
Have you been doing the bets? Have you been placing bets?
Yeah,
is it Premier League now?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's just Premier League. For the season.
So how much have you? How much are you? Are you
you've
in
won
the
about 20
black
quid.
With?
Davies
only
won
up
about 20 quid.
Right. Andrew's up 200 or something like that.
Wow. Right? But he hasn't won it in since. I think that was a lucky bet.
What's happened now is, like, this is what happened when we did the Euros one. Mm-hmm. We all flew at the end. We won loads, right?
Yeah.
But now what we're doing is we're trying too hard to. Like he went up ahead straight away, and he always does like higher bets. Thing and I mean, I think are instantly going like we have to catch him and we have 10 euro. So we're every week now we're putting on like 25-1 shots.
Right.
When we should just be just doing the bets. So now I must actually do the bets because now people are like, "This is a betting podcast," but you just do insane stuff.
I'm right in saying you're an Arsenal supporter.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's great.
You're fourth in the league.
Third, fourth.
Third,
yeah, fourth. Probably fourth now after we drew you.
Drew with Tottenham, right?
No,
we drew
Man
United.
Yeah. I didn't
delighted.
See it. I couldn't watch it. I was filming stuff. But
I watched that actually, and I was so happy when Arsenal scored. Not because I like Arsenal at all, just because fuck Man United, man.
I when I was a kid, like I hated Man United as much as I supported Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm a Liverpool boy.
Liverpool boy.
I'm a Liverpool boy through and through.
Well, then you'd hit them
definitely. Especially. Yeah. Well, sure. You know they're pricks. Am I right? Suck it, Davey. Not here to defend himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was putting first goal scorers on Rondon every week. So,
yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah.
It's
accidentally, and he's done it twice.
Go for it.
Hey, gang. John Hosier-Byrne here with my compatriot, engineer, and otherwise good red-headed fellow, Rob O'Sullivan.
Hello.
This is the ad break, and during the ad break, we would like to remind you that Patreon exists, and also to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow Rob at Sentinel Audio, And Rob, Han, you've got two Twitter accounts, don't you?
Yeah, I've got the company one and I've got my own one.
You can also follow myself at John Hosier Byrne and Davey in absentia at Davey Riley. Davey Riley?
Yep.
Ryan Cullen is at Ryan Cullen 90. What do we have on the Patreon, the exclusives on the Patreon?
We have the Lindy Baby video.
Lindy Baby.
Which chronicles Davey's attempt to learn how to fly a drone.
To learn how, yeah. Well, no, he had it for a while at that point. He was just shy at flying drones.
Yeah. And soon we will have the inaugural and probably final episode of 46A. Exclusive to Patreon.
Is that right? Oh, boy, howdy. Listen, this ad has really gone off the rails. So thanks for listening. And back to the show. How's your fantasy league going, Rob? You?
I lost against Killian again this week.
All right.
Even though there was 2 points in it. Mm-hmm. And I had more players playing on Sunday.
Right.
He still beat me by 11 points. Didn't score a single point.
I'm doing the NFL fantasy football.
Oh, really? How's that?
It's just way better. I can't even look at that anymore.
Well, you see, this is the thing. We don't use the Premier League one. We use the draft
system. The draft one's much better.
Yeah, it is a lot better, and it's a lot more crack. And like having only one Coutinho in the entire league is a great shout.
I'm catching
Although
up,
I
Davey,
got
though.
Fucking Mahrez as my first pick, and he scored twice all season, and both were from penalties. Last year's Player of the Year. Get fucked, Mahrez. I fucking hate you. But I won't drop him because, you know, you never know. He could be amazing all of a sudden.
It's. I guess my favorite thing about the NFL is like when they you go into, they're all just like pieces of shit.
Right.
All the players.
Yeah, yeah. It's not nice.
It's like a way lower thing. So you're just like, oh, unavailable this week. And you click in. He's like, oh, he's beating his wife. So he'll be out.
Jesus,
he's in jail.
Christ.
Oh, Ben, he's a rapist. you're like, what?
Calva Doherty, who is a former guest of the show, Calva Doherty, his team is the Crumlin Browns.
Right? Yeah.
And he is only interested in players who are just real scumbags.
Yeah, he happily took Diego Costa off me.
Oh, like, did he? Okay.
Like, delighted to.
To be fair, I didn't know you had Diego. When did you get rid of Diego Costa?
No, it wasn't Costa. It was the Belgian lad. Fellaini.
Yeah, Fellaini.
He just kept getting yellow cards.
It's just wall-to-wall scummers. Like,
right.
And he just, it's like he's just role-playing as the tough cunt manager, just the Jose Mourinho,
like,
with
just
spikes on the boots.
The biggest dickhead, and it's the funniest thing.
Yeah. Can you trade in that one?
Yeah. Oh, and in fact, we had a bet on that I'd get Rashford back because I dropped Rashford, and then he became class, and I took him back. And I wanted to take him back, but Calva got him, and we had a big bet on that whoever won when me and him played each other, if I won, he'd get Fabianski, the Swansea keeper.
Yeah.
And if I won, I get Rashford.
Yeah.
And I won, and he just
reneged immediately.
Reneged hard. And like, I've known him since we were 12. Like, he's my oldest, dearest friend. And just like, nah, Crumlin Browns, acting the cunt.
it's ruined me, the American football one. Like, I have to watch the match tonight. There's no way I can do
the NFL.
It starts at 1:30, finish like 4. There's
Jesus
no
Christ.
Way I can't watch it.
Who's playing?
Oakland Raiders and Houston Texans.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just a lot riding on it.
Do you have a team that
so
you
know
enjoy?
You have to reach like the playoffs, mm-hmm, in the fantasy football. So if I lose this week,
right,
I'm done.
You're done, sir.
I'm done for the year. It's so brutal.
What's your team now?
I took over someone else's team at the start of the year. It's a weird thing in the NFL. You have to register teams and
right.
I don't know. Some
Kansas
guy,
City Shufflers.
Kansas City Shuffle.
Kansas City Shufflers is my team.
Kansas City. What's the Kansas City Shuffle? That's an NFL.
Kansas City Shuffle is like a type of grift, apparently.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, really?
What? Lucky number 7.
Oh, is that
it's a great
thing?
Film?
When they break the guy's neck, they call it the Kansas City Shuffle, wasn't it?
Really? Is that what that is?
It's a class film, though.
Oh, Jesus, I should totally know that.
I think so. Lucky number 7.
I will watch that just in case. I thought it was a type of grift.
I like Pittsburgh Steelers, is what I follow.
Pittsburgh Steelers. I like the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah,
I like them. LaDainian Tomlinson.
There's some good characters in it. Like, they're all like, they're all like, they all have like the ego of Kanye West.
Yeah,
which is kind of funny. Like, Antonio Brown's my favorite because like he got fined for like an over the top celebration, mm-hmm, and he comes into the press conference, and they were like, so how much did you get fined exactly? And he was like, nothing for a boss. And he dropped his thing and walked out. I'm like, that's not a press conference. You can't just do that.
That's amazing. Nothing for a boss.
Did you see the Conor McGregor fight?
Yeah.
The press conference before that was just one of the... Like, he's... I simultaneously adore him
and hate him
and rue everything he's doing for Ireland on the world stage.
Yeah.
But, like... I'm going to give you one... You know, this is Eddie Alvarez. I'm going to give you one chance to apologise for what you said about my wife and kids. He goes, suck these big Irish balls. Like, I'm going to... You got to apologise, or I'm going to make you beg. Big Irish balls all in your face.
That was, everyone, like, that was the most one-sided fight in the world. It he put was. His hands behind his back at one stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Artie Lobov's fight on Saturday night? Artie Lobov fight is a Kai or some Japanese gentleman whose name escapes me.
That was up in Belfast, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. If Artie Lobov is Conor McGregor's sparring partner and has been for years, so Conor McGregor is our Captain America, because we've never had, in any context, like a national sporting hero that is like... That, yeah, that's not, like, hugely modest. Like, Brian O'Driscoll and stuff. Like, yeah, fair play to the lads. All put in a great shift. And you know, Italy played really well. And da-da-da. Yeah. Like, we've never
There's no confidence there.
We've never had a lad who's just like, I'm fucking great, ever. Like, it's just not in our, it's not in the Irish nature at all. And so to have him as our Captain America is incredible. But then we have our Winter Soldier in Artie Lobov, his sparring partner. And he just knocked 10 shades of shite out of this poor Japanese lad in Belfast. And then, you know, the journalist, whatever, goes up to him afterwards, is like... Because this is the same guy who, when he won the... Or got to the final of Tough Enough or whatever, the Ultimate Fighter, just goes, my flags are covered in blood of my enemy. He's carrying an Irish flag and a Russian flag.
Great.
Because he's naturalized, he's new Irish, like, but he was from Russia originally. The Russian Hammer, like, is his nickname. My flags are covered in blood of my enemy, and I go into next fight ready to kill and prepared to die.
I used to hate UFC, and now I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's one of the only things that ever flipped me. Like,
yeah, I've never gotten into it.
If you type in,
like, Ryan UFC into Twitter, it's like 2014, is just me going, this is the stupid girl. And then 2006, she's the champion. The champion.
So great.
It just absolutely flipped me. I hated him as well at the start. I got into a load of trouble.
I think everyone
yonks ago.
I still can't fucking stand him.
Because I started this thing on Twitter. He put up this thing before even, like, before he won any belts, before Chad Mendes even, he put up a tweet about, like, oh, I can't decide which colour to buy, you know, which colour should I buy? And it's like two Land Rovers, a black one and a white one, like. And I was like, why don't you just pick one and donate the other one, the money you're about to waste, to charity? Just being a dick. Like, because lots of people are retweeting it. Like I had nothing but intentions to wind them up.
Aye.
But, yeah.
But let me tell you before it goes out of my head. So Artie Lobov knocks 10 shades of shite out of this poor Japanese lads, right? And the journalist comes up to him in the ring and, you just won the fight. You know, how does it feel? Or some banal journalistic question. And what's the microphone? Artie Lobov just grabs the microphone with both hands and just goes, tell them the hammer is back. No one is safe. Just adore him.
Taking confidence classes from McGregor. Look, it's just the two of them shouting at each other.
Fantastic. He's great, like, and he's got this real low stance, so he's just begging, like, sticking his chin out on purpose, like, I just adore it.
It's a level of confidence I'll never feel.
It's a level of confidence, it's a level of will, to be able to, you could choose at any moment in your life to not go through with fighting another man in a cage. At any point, you could choose not to do that. Once you get in the ring, you could choose not to do it.
Every day of my life.
Every day of his life, and, like, the amount of will it takes to do that is...
But to go and stand and then with your hands behind your back, with your chin
out... That guy is like a specialist. It's like spin knockouts. Yeah. Yeah. But did you see the Romero guy?
No.
Romero and Chris Weidman, was it?
Oh, yes.
The flying knee kick when everybody was like, this is great. And then everyone, that wasn't pretty. He did kick and his head opened up straight away. And the worst part is the guy was knocked out or going down. He should have stopped it. And he went for one more punch. And the worst thing is he didn't connect properly.
No.
He punched like here. Mm-hmm. So his face was already on the ground. So it hit the ground again. And it just like a... And I was like, oh my God.
Thing. Because I love the theatrics of it. I love watching... people in watching, you know, men and women who like put their bodies on the line and have that level of incredible will they're displaying on a moment to moment basis, in a level of will I will never have. But I adore watching that. but when it's rough, when, like, I don't know if you saw the like the CM Punk fight, for instance.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, that was funny though.
John Favreau and friends.
Oh, it made John Favreau and friends, right? Absolutely. Yeah. It's deeply upsetting. Like, it's unsettling to watch. And
this man is too old to be doing this.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He just put him out of his misery. Like, it was just dreadful. It was heartbreaking for him. But there you go. Gobshite.
We watched the Conor McGregor fight against Nate Diaz that he won.
Yeah, yeah.
In Scotland. Mm-hmm. In a room and a big TV with like 30 comedians.
Oh, yeah.
All who were only allowed to come if they were UFC fans, and they shut up during the fights and stuff.
Right, right.
It was fucking brilliant. It was one of the best nights I've had all year. Wow. So a lot of American comedians were in, like Ari Shaffir.
And it wasn't just everyone on their Twitter making gags.
No. Everyone were like Ari Shaffir and Joe Rogan, Joe DeRosa and all them.
Class.
It was fucking great fun.
That sounds
Joe
fantastic.
Rogan was busy that night.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say Joe Rogan wasn't there. Joe Rogan was at there.
Is a lord of the underworld who needs blood to maintain his erections.
I fucking can't stand him.
I like Joe Rogan because in our little narrative of UFC, we have like the UFC video games and stuff, and we'll play Paddy Holohan versus Paddy Holohan.
Yeah.
Which is like the skinniest, redheadest, just gaunt-looking Irish fighter, like featherweight fighter. And we'll just have him fight himself. And then as soon as he goes down, just restart it eternally. So Joe Rogan just watches with bated breath as this man is in
Sisyphus.
His own purgatory. Yeah, he's in a Sisyphean nightmare, punching his own face until it's fucking obliterated.
I went to the Bama and in the free arena.
Yeah.
And the names are fucking brilliant, the nicknames, because they only introduced them on as... There's a guy called John Fogarty or something, but his nickname is Yogurty Fogarty. So it was Yogurty Fogarty versus like the dump truck. And I was that's beautiful.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm going to cut it at Yogurty Fogarty. I don't think there's a better closing gag that's going to come. It's not even a gag. That's just a man's name. That's a man's chosen identity.
Welcome, Yogurty Fogarty.
Yogurty Fogarty. We're going out on it. Yogurty, if you're listening, good man. Keep it up. You're living the dream. Thank you so much to the audience for listening. Thank you. I've had a lot of fun. I hope the listener has as well. Thank you very much to Mandy Taylor and Dawn Smith for being here. You're very good. Thank you for coming. It was a pleasure having you here. I hope you enjoyed it. On behalf of the comedian, Mr. Ryan Cullen, you can find on Twitter at @RyanCullen90. Find his shows, Dates and Deets.
I like that.
You've got Facts you can check him out on. You've got an upcoming Northern Irish sketch comedy show.
Yeah, it's on BBC. And
what's it called?
Late License. Yeah, it'll be on January, I think.
Look out for it. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. And look out for his stand-up shows around the country and internationally. 100% recommended by the Stoneface Films podcast. Ding! thank you very much, Ryan, for being here.
No problem. It's great. As
thank
always.
You, man. It was a pleasure, as it always is having you on. Also with us today, not Marconi. What was his name?
Morton,
the runner of a pub in Ranelagh. The engineer of Central Audio Productions, Mr. Rob O'Sullivan.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you very, very much for listening. My name's been John Hosier Byrne. Good night. Do you know who I love, David?
Who's that?
I love our Patreon subscribers.
They are my favourite of our subscribers.
They are genuinely really, really lovely people who support the show, keep us going, keep us eating.
Keep us in flu meds.
Keep us in flu medication and chicken tenders. Without them, I don't know what would happen.
We'd be tenderless.
We'd be tenderless. So I just wanted to take this opportunity, give a big shout out to our Patreon supporters, our ensigns on the USS Best Friend, Sam Sweeney Saya and Chelsea Kirkman. I'd also like to send out a big thank you to the Knight of the Sainsbury's Car Park, Mr. Lard Flames. Sir Lard Flames, I apologise. Also, big thank you to the councillors of King Robert the Hand, Shelley Umla and Dawn Smith, two marvellous supporters of the show. Dawn sending in a killer question earlier on today.
Yeah.
And finally, the stars of the constellation, Aldrin's Mickey, Marion Knight, Lizzie, also actually a couple of people who are chosen to be anonymous, but we love them all the same. Thank you so much for your continued support of the podcast. We genuinely, truly, really, really appreciate it. And hey, if you're not a sponsor of the podcast, why not check us out on patreon.com?
You the best.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Stoneface Films podcast, hosted by John Hosier Byrne, David Riley, and Rob O'Sullivan. The show is produced by Rob O'Sullivan of Sentinel Audio Productions. You can find out more about the show, our companies and upcoming podcasts at stonefacefilms.com and at sentinelaudio.com. Our opening theme is by Lazy Itis and all other music is by the Cooper Church Amendment. You can get involved in future shows by sending questions and messages to the Stoneface Films Twitter, at Stoneface Films. If you could take the time to rate and review the show on iTunes and Stitcher, we'd really appreciate it. We thank you all for your continued support of this podcast, and we'll talk to you next time. This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.